Hello?
Hi, Ralph.
Uh-huh.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Alex. I know this call is out of the blue, but I was calling you about the property that I believe you own in Norfolk Street in Hopewell.
I sold that place months ago.
Oh, it was already sold?
Yeah.
A bit too late then. Well, this is a shot in the dark, but maybe you know anyone who might have a property you're thinking about selling?
I've got a duplex, the double duplex unit, and there is two vacant lots to go with it. The water and sewer connections are already on the lot.
Okay.
And I want 300,000 for that piece of property.
How much?
300.
Okay. What's the address?
It is 1058, I think, if I remember correctly. On Nottoway Street, Petersburg, Virginia.
Sorry, 1050.
1058 Nottoway Street, Petersburg.
Street in Petersburg.
Yeah.
Okay, let me search it up. 1058. What's the street name? I'm sorry if I heard
not
you right.
Away. Not away street.
West Street in Petersburg. Oh, got it. Okay. I'm just trying to pull it up online. So this is a duplex. And then you said that there's a two vacant lot.
Right, yeah, on the right-hand side, I don't know if you got a picture of it or not, but the duplex is to the left, and to the right-hand side, there's two lots there. Used to be houses I tore down years ago, and the lot's been sitting there ever since. I'm just thinking about trying to get rid of this tract of land.
Okay, so you want to get rid of everything, this property,
right.
This duplex, and the two vacant lot. You said you're $300,000 for each.
For the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
For the,
gotcha.
Okay, both lots and the duplex.
Okay.
Rent it out
it's
right now, but tomorrow Friday I'm gonna take. I got a vacancy. I'm one side of them throwing him out.
Okay,
good. Because paying the rent on time.
Oh, okay. They're not paying the rent on time, but they will leave this Friday, so it will be vacant.
Yeah, it will. I would rather do some probably clean up around there and get some things done on it, but that's one of them that's going to be vacant because the other unit, the lady that has been there for probably 17, 18 years. And
oh, wow.
She's kind of up in age and she's been in the hospital here the last couple